Proclamation number 5320, dated the February 19th, 1952. Scrutiny of genuine revelations. Great things shall be revealed to you through my love. You can always grant credence to my words, because I will also let you realize that it is I myself who speaks to you. And I speak to anyone who, in profoundest humility and love for me, wants to hear me and attentively listens to the voice in his heart, which will certainly ring out in him. However, my words must sound in your heart, they must arise from the heart, either clearly audibly as a spoken word or in the form of thoughts which the intellect did not bring forth, which therefore are not gained through intellectual activity but reach the human being's ear in a flash and thus can be retained. You should scrutinize yourselves if you believe yourselves to have received divine revelations. I reveal myself, as surely as I am God, your Creator and Father of eternity, for I want to make myself known to my living creations and therefore do not hide from them. Understandably, not every person will be able to hear my voice if he is not complied with certain preconditions. Therefore you will always have to investigate whether and how my voice is heard, which shall guide you into truth, which shall reveal my nature to you as far as you can understand it. I am a God of love and will truly not withhold my word from any person, for I would like to shower all my living creations with my grace in order to help them to become my child. Therefore I knock at the door of every heart and desire admission. With all my love I seek to attract the love of my living creations, and where love is present the door of the heart springs open all by itself and lets me enter. And that is where I will remain, that is where I will take up abode, for love draws me in quite mightily and keeps hold of me. And where I can dwell, my presence will be recognizable. I reveal myself through the heart to the person who has welcomed me. Then I will have no other goal but to permeate this person with my spirit, to lead him into realization, to brightly and clearly illuminate his thoughts, to guide him into truth and to fill him with strength which enables his richly blessed activity for humanity. This is how I express myself. And my presence can be recognized by the fact that a bearer of light is among you humans who can explain all your questions which relate to me and my kingdom, who is initiated in my eternal plan of salvation, who draws your attention to my spiritual influence, who brings my love but also my righteousness to your attention, who points out the consequences of a right and wrong way of life and life after death, in short, who works among his fellow human beings for me and my kingdom, who constantly distributes what he receives from me, light, strength and blessings, which he conveys on my instructions. I have revealed myself to him and he reveals me to you in turn. He wants to impart the same to you which he has found through his love. Understand this and then make your own judgment as to when my presence, my words should be acknowledged. And never forget that I manifest myself in order to be recognized, that you therefore must always recognize my love, my wisdom and my omnipotence, the quintessence of my being, in every revelation which is supposed to come from me, otherwise it is not of divine origin. For by revealing myself it is my will that you humans should also recognize me, so that you will love me, because you can only unite yourselves with me through love and this is and will remain the purpose of every revelation of mine. Therefore test everything and if you appeal to me for help, you will always identify what is right. Amen.